Continuing with our study of the Ramban, Parshas Kisisa begins with the collection of the Machatzis HaShekel. All the Jewish people were required to donate half a shekel to the Mishkan, to the construction of the tabernacle, which I'll parenthetically mention. The minhag of giving that Machatzis HaShekel, if anyone did not do so before Purim, I still have the half shekels here. Anyone is welcome to take care of that still tonight or tomorrow, throughout the month of Adar. We're getting back to the Ramban. There's a mitzvah upon all the men to contribute a half a shekel for the construction of the tabernacle. When the Torah describes this, it describes the shekel with the language that you should give a shekel hakodesh, a holy or sanctified shekel. And the Ramban tries to understand, why does the Torah refer to the shekel as a shekel hakodesh? What is so holy about the shekel that they're supposed to contribute that it should be called a holy shekel? So the Ramban writes, Kavala Moshe Rabbeinu Matbeya Kesef Yisrael, Ki Melech Gadol Haya. Melech, Moshe was a king. Moshe was in charge of the people. And as a king in charge of the people, he created a new coin. He minted a new coin that was used amongst the Jewish people in the desert, and he called it the shekel. Why did he call it the shekel, which literally means weight? So the Ramban explains, because this particular coin, which he minted, was the Mishkol Shalem. It was of perfect weight. Ain't both piches will cast up sigim and had no impurity, and has pure silver, the exact right amount. And there's a new coin that was minted, and he called it the shekel. Why was it called a shekel kodesh? Why was it a sanctified shekel? Says the Ramban, Bavur, that this coin was used for erchin and pidyon habachor, when you had things which needed to be redeemed. If a person consecrated his own value to the Beis HaMikdash, there's a certain value each person, depending on your age bracket, depending on your gender, you had a specific value that you had to contribute to the temple based on your vow. Or if you had a firstborn son, so the firstborn son also had to be redeemed. And until the firstborn son is redeemed, or until you've redeemed yourself, you're considered sanctified, you're Kodesh, and you need to redeem it. And this is the money that's used to redeem it, says the Ramban. Therefore, it was called the Shekel HaKodesh. It's the shekel, it's the coinage, which is used for holy things. And since it's used for holy things, says the Ramban, all items of the Mishkan and the Tabernacle and the Beis HaMikdash, which would later be constructed, were all based on this shekel. So it was called in the Torah the Shekel HaKodesh, because it's the shekel which is used for holy items. Says the Ramban, now that I've explained that, this to me is the explanation of another phrase which we don't find in the Torah, but we do find in Chazal, we find in the sages. There's something else which they refer to as a holy thing, and that is Lashon HaKodesh. They refer to the Hebrew language, the language which the Torah is written as a Lashon HaKodesh. Why is the Hebrew language referred to as a holy language, a holy tongue? So the Ramban here takes sides with the Rambam, with the Maimonides. He argues on him. The Rambam holds that the reason why it's called the Lashon HaKodesh, the holy language, is because it's a clean language. You don't find certain words which describe either unpleasant things. You don't find words for defecation, you don't find words for urine, you don't find words for relationships between men and women. There's certain words which you don't find in the Hebrew language, says Maimonides. Therefore, the sages refer to this language as a Lashon HaKodesh. It's a holy tongue. The Ramban takes issue with that. He disagrees on two accounts. Number one, he says, I don't think it's true. And he brings various words which we would quantify as unclean words, which you find in the Torah. The Torah has words to describe all sorts of things. So he doesn't agree in principle that it's actually true that you find it to be such a clean language. And he writes, if that were the real reason, the sages wouldn't call it a Lashon HaKodesh. They would call it a Lashon Nikia. It would be referred to as a clean language. Zibru Chazal, the Lashon Nikia. We find they refer to themselves. In the Gemara, they often refer to as themselves and speaking in a clean language. So we would have called Hebrew, the biblical Hebrew, a clean language, not a holy language. Why is it in fact referred to as a holy language? So the Ramban says, based on the idea which I described for the Shekel, why is it called a holy coin? Because it's used for holy purposes. Why is it called a holy language? Because it's used for holy things, says the Ramban. This is the language that all divrei kedusha, all holy things, are used to describe. This is the words, says the Ramban, Shakadosh Baruch Hu medaber bo im neviyos and edaso. This is the language that he spoke to his prophets. When Hashem spoke to a prophet, what language did he speak? He spoke in biblical Hebrew. That's what he spoke to Sarasa Dibros. That's the language of all of Hashem's names. His names are all found to be in Hebrew. Elohim, Kel, Tzvakos, Shakai, the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey. All of his names are all in Hebrew. Uboboro Holomo, this is the world that he used, the language he used to create the world. All of the angels have Hebrew names. Therefore, says the Ramban, just like the Shekel is called Shekel HaKodesh because it was used for holy purposes, the language, the biblical Hebrew, is called Lashon HaKodesh because it's used for holy purposes. That's how Hashem speaks to His people. That's how He gave us the Torah. That's how He created the world. And since it's used for holy purposes, it's called a Lashon HaKodesh. What's of note to me is that the Ramban references something when we think about why it'd be called Lashon HaKodesh. He references something which he does later in the Parsha, but doesn't say it over here. When the Ramban speaks a little bit later in the Parsha about Bezalel and his Chochmah, his wisdom to create the Mishkan, he describes that he knew the secrets of the language, Shebo Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asolamo, that through that language, Hashem created the world. And the Gemara describes, and the Ramban references that, that taking the different letters of the Hebrew language and putting them together in different combinations actually was used to create the world. So like the periodic table in chemistry, putting a hey together with, or a mem together with a yud, together with a mem, creates water. You take the letters, you put them together, if you know the secrets of putting the words together, you can create things. The Ramban does not say that that's why Hebrew is called Lashon HaKodesh. He's very well aware of that Gemara. He quotes it a little bit later in the Parsha, but as far as why is it called the Lashon HaKodesh, it's not because of its power, not because of the secrets in the language, but because it's the language which is used for holy things, the language which Hashem speaks to us, the language He gave us the Torah. And he doesn't write here that Gemara, which he references later. And that's his understanding of why it's called the Shekel Kodesh and the Lashon HaKodesh, because of the Dvarim, the things that it's used for, rather than the power that's contained therein.